This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here today, and we ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to surround us with the Malaika and to cause His mercy and His Sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Are you packed? Are you packed for a journey that you will one day undertake? Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has promised us all that we will one day undertake this journey, yet we find ourselves lacking. If a person were to tell us that you are going from here to South Africa or Zimbabwe or Zambia or America, what would we do? The first thing we ask ourselves is, what do I have in preparation for this journey? Yes, I've purchased my ticket. But do I have accommodation where I'm going? Do I have clothing where I'm going? Do I have food, etc., for where I am going? Yet we go through life not thinking of what we have prepared for the Akhirah. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, He tells us, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى, and prepare. Have that provision, for indeed the best provision is taqwa. It's the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the question is, what kind of journey does a person pack consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? You see, that is the journey to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says these verses, and we know that they are related to those people of Yemen who would actually go for Hajj, saying, we are trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will provide. And they would not take any provision with them. And they would get to the Hajj and then suffer from difficulty, problems, lack of food, clothing, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا, and seek that provision. Make sure you come prepared for that journey. This journey of life is more important for us to prepare. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى, for indeed the best provision is the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, your suitcase of the Akhirah. Let's think of it like that. What have you packed in it? Have you packed your salah? Have you packed it in a professional manner? You know, today you have those packing cubes that you get. Have you ensured that every little action of your salah is perfect? Your fajr, your dhuhr, your maghrib, your isha. Was it in the masjid? Did you ensure all of this? And then put your salah into one corner. And then pick up the zakah and ensure that it was done on time, properly, ensuring that you gave it in the right cause, etc. So all of your actions, have you packed that bag of yours for the day that you will meet Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? You know, Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik was a leader of the past. And he once asked Abu Hazim, who was a scholar, he said, مَا لَنَا نَكْرَهُ الْمَوْتِ, what is it with us that we despise death? When we think of death, we think of sadness, we think of depression, we think of difficulty and hardship. Why do we despise death so much? So he replied, لِأَنَّكُمْ عَمَّرْتُمْ دُنْيَاكُمْ وَخَرَّبْتُمْ أُخْرَاكُمْ فَإِنَّكُمْ تَكْرَهُونَ أَن تَنْتَقِلُوا مِنَ الْعُمْرَانِ إِلَى الْخَرَابِ. Because you have built up this world and you have destroyed your Akhirah, you haven't built anything there, you have left it derelict, abandoned. So you hate to go from that which you have built to that which you have destroyed. Allahu Akbar. You know, if I were to tell you that you're going to live for the next 30 days in this room, and you decide, okay, that's fine, but I'm going to make it a luxurious living. I'm going to ensure that I have the best of bedding and the best of food and the best of clothing, and only think about the 30 days that I'm going to live in this room. That would be absurd. We would all say, you're nuts, there's something wrong with you. Why are you building up this room when you know you're going to leave it? You're pouring thousands, if not millions of dollars into a room that you're going to ultimately leave. What do we do? What do we do with this dunya? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. If we are lucky, perhaps if we are fortunate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us 80 to 90 years in this world. After which we will go to meet Him. But what do? We prepare for this world. We make our existence luxurious. So we want the best of cars and the best of houses, not thinking about the fact that we're actually heading to the akhirah. Nothing wrong with having for this dunya. Nothing wrong with building the dunya. Build it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to you. Enjoy it. Partake of it. But don't forget the akhirah. The problem with us today is we forget the akhirah. We think about this world at the expense of the akhirah. The akhirah doesn't matter anymore. Why? Because we're enjoying ourselves. And this is why we say that even trial and tribulation is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? You find a rich man in a castle, a palace, enjoying his life, living a life of luxury. And all of a sudden, he's diagnosed with cancer. What happened? What's that? That's a reminder from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are headed somewhere. Think about that. You know, this existence of the akhirah is amazing, because as we sit in this room and we breathe the air that we breathe and we look at each other and we smile at each other and we see that the walls exist and the fan exists and these lights exist and this masjid exists and we are going home, we will walk on a road and it is as real as it comes. There is another existence. The angels are there. The devils are there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest, the highest, is existent. It is all there. It exists right here, right now. The only difference is that you don't see it, O insan. All that needs to happen is your nafas. You know, your breath that you take needs to stop and it becomes more real to you than this world that is in front of you. Have you ever thought of it like that? You know, any one of us at any time, just the veil needs to drop. Which veil? The veil of this world. It is simply an illusion that we're living in, and after which we will have to return to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You know, when that veil is lifted, then we will be able to see the reality of life. And this is what happened to Fir'aun. When death came to him, what did he do? He said, I believe in the Lord of Musa and Harun. Today I am ready. I surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, Al-ana. Is it now? Is it now? وَقَدْ عَصَيْتَ قَبْلُ وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. And you were from those who were disobedient before. You disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before. And you were from amongst those who caused corruption on earth. Is it now that you're turning to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? Why did he turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because he saw Jibreel. He saw the angel of death. He realized that this is all true. I didn't believe in it, but it's here right now. It's in front of me. So there he was uttering the shahada, yet all of his life. He said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. I am your Lord, the highest. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal proved to him that he is nobody. He is nothing. هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا. Did a day not come upon insan when he was not even something remembered, something mentioned? That day came, that day happened. You were not even mentioned, you were not even known. Before you came into this world, people never even knew that you would exist. And after you leave this world, they will pass a few years and people will not even know that you existed. Allahu Akbar. Take a walk into the graveyard. Take a walk into the cemetery. Ala fazuruha. Behold, visit the graveyard. فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُ الْآخِرَةِ For indeed, it reminds you of the Akhirah. And look at those tombstones. Do you know who Muhammad Ismail was, who lived in 1900? And who Ibrahim Adam was, who lived in the 1800s? Do you even know them? Do you even recognize those faces? Do you know these people existed? That is you and I, 100 years from now. So all you have in this world is the access to the life, the lifespan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, the access to this dunya. That's all. And this is why the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is profound. يَقُولُ ابْنُ آدَمَ مَالِي مَالِي The son of Adam says, it is my wealth, it is my wealth. وَهَلَّكَ مِن مَالِكَ إِلَّا مَا أَكَلْتَ And is there anything for you from your wealth except for that which you ate? أَوْ لَبِسْتَ فَأَمْضَيْتَ Or that which you actually, أَوْ لَبِسْتَ فَأَبْلَيْتَ Or you wore it and it became raggedy and torn. أَوْ تَصَدَّقْتَ فَأَمْضَيْتَ Or you sent it forth to the Akhirah. So you left it for yourself. You see, we think our wealth is ours. Perhaps if you own this, you think it is mine. You own this bottle, you think it is yours. You own your clothes, you think it is mine forever. You own your house, you think it is yours. You have your children, you think they are owned by you. You have your luxury car, you think it is yours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that that is yours for the time span that I have given you access to it for. After which it will not belong to you anymore. It will belong to your heirs, it will belong to somebody else. So they will have access to it for a short period of time, after which they will move on into the Akhirah. So what does the human being who is intelligent do? He sits and he thinks about his life. And he says, hold on, is it better for me to sacrifice the everlasting, that which will be forever and ever and ever, for a few years? 30, 40, 50 years? Is it worth it? Is it a good trade? Or is it better for me to sell these 30, 40, 50 years for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ Indeed, Allah has bought the wealth and the souls of the people so that they may receive Jannah in return. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has actually bought that from you. Are you offering it to Him? Are you giving Him your life? Are you giving Him your wealth? Are you giving Him everything that is within your capacity to give Him for the sake of the everlasting? Or are you doing the opposite by giving everything in the Akhirah for the sake of this world? Sacrificing your Jannah, sacrificing Al-Hur Al-Ain, sacrificing the pleasures and the enjoyment of seeing Allah Rabbul Izzati Wal Jalal for the pleasure of this world. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, it is a simple address, an address that reminds us of an inevitability, something that is going to happen to all of us. And Allah Rabbul Izzati Wal Jalal, He sums it up perfectly.
وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٍ
And the sakrah, the pang of death, it comes with the truth. This is what you were doubting. This is what you thought you wouldn't go through. This is what you thought you wouldn't taste. But here it is today. So don't doubt, O insan. You are going. Prepare for it. And prepare well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to prepare well for the Akhirah. And may He grant us the ability to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een.